I don't know if you guys watched the Virginia Tech North Carolina game at all yesterday.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
If anybody has the opportunity to go and watch the pregame and the beginning of when Virginia Tech came out of the tunnel and all of the 65,000 Virginia Tech fans singing Enter Sandman as Virginia Tech came running out. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Seriously. Pure goosebumps. It was awesome. It was awesome to see. It was awesome to have it back. It was fantastic. It was not awesome if you're a team that's looking for a quarterback in the NFL and were hoping that the North Carolina quarterback was going to be your guy because
he's not.
he was not good. I know they did lose four skill players yeah. to the draft and that kind of stuff, but that stadium was electric last night.
That was crazy, and I can't even imagine what stadiums. I think it's at Georgia tonight, Clemson, Georgia.
But we have so many good games on the book today. I mean, you got Indiana at Iowa. Iowa given 3.5.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game. I mean, I'll take the Hawkeyes for sure, but that's a tough spread right there.
I would think so. I know Indiana's getting better, but I'm not buying into the fact that they're there as a football school.
Yet. Yeah, oh, they're not. I mean, they have their star quarterback back, Michael Penix, but he you know, is coming off an ACL, I think it was last year, hasn't played since like midway through the season. And Iowa is just, it's Iowa. We have stingy defense always. I know we have a savage secondary this year.
And one of the greatest traditions.
Oh, yeah.
In college football at the end of the quarter.
It is awesome.
When they, you know, just kind of turn and salute the Children's Hospital right there. It's just absolutely fantastic. The game of the, well, there's a couple of games that are interesting, but the game that I'm most excited to looking at, even though I'm a Notre Dame fan, is tonight, LSU and UCLA.
That's your game?
That's my game because I'm all about Chip Kelly. I wanna see, you know, it's the last game of the evening. I'm all in with UCLA. I think they're really good. I think getting points at home, having played a game, I don't think LSU has gotten better. Yes, they're still LSU. Yes, they're still the SEC, that kind of stuff. Chip Kelly usually plays his chips close to the vest, no pun intended there. But if you're getting points, getting that money line or taking those points and going there, he never talks about his teams, and he's loving his team. And that offensive line is all back. And they demolished Hawaii last week. I mean, they sat everybody. They had 35 up like with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. And they smashed them. I think they get them. Other good bet is, you know, if you think Georgia's going to beat Clemson, take the money line versus taking the 3 points.
Yeah, I like Georgia, actually. Again, JT Daniels back. Clemson has, I forgot the name of their quarterback. I don't think I can pronounce his last name. It's like DJ something or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's just both these big programs, Alabama and Clemson, are going to have really new teams this year, and they might struggle, honestly, a little bit.
Well, everybody thought Ohio State was going to struggle, and they looked all right.
This year or last year?
Everybody thought Ohio State was going to struggle Thursday night against Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Well, they looked all right, but they struggled a bit. I mean, that was a close game.
They won by 14.
Yeah, but it was a 7-point game with like 5 minutes left. That could have gone either way down the stretch against Minnesota too. I mean, you got
who was good, sneaky good.
But you're Ohio State. You're a new level,
and you went on the road with all kinds of new people, and you still won by 14.
Yeah, but I think honestly, Clemson and Alabama might have lost even more than Ohio State. They still got Chris Olave there. I mean, Alabama and Clemson really lost their entire teams last year, but we'll see.
Right, and that's the interesting. Alabama, everybody's loving Miami getting the 19.5. It's just so hard to bet against Alabama.
It really is. I mean, 19.5 is a lot, but they have a tendency to cover these.
Yes, and then the other one is Notre Dame and Florida State. Notre Dame, Florida State. Notre Dame giving 7 at Florida State. I always I'm a Notre Dame guy, but I loved Bobby Bowden, and I think with all of that, that's going to make it even tougher for Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame will win, but to cover, so it'll be interesting.
Is it at FSU?
It is at FSU, and that's tomorrow night. That's the lone game. So a lot of good stuff for college football. It's back. Fall is here. All kinds of sports running. But when we come back, because that music is Aaron telling me, we got to go to commercial. And when we come back, he's got some out and left field stuff for us.